Former director of Tata Medical Center, Kolkata, Mamad Chandy recalled on Thursday that the legacy of acclaimed industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata was wanting to give back to society, and Ratan Tata, the chairman emeritus of the Tata Group, passed away at the Breach Candy Hospital following age-related health conditions late on Wednesday. He was 86. Speaking to Ian's on his demise, Chandy said there is no other company in the world where 60% of the stock is owned by the trust to be given back to society. Recalling an incident that the duo shared, Chandy said that Tata said he bought Jaguar Land Rover to have access to technology. "I want the same gearbox that is in the Land Rover to be in the trucks we manufacture," Tata said. Chandy said that he appreciated Tata for taking forward the legacy of Jamshedji, who founded the Tata Group, and JRD Tata, former chairman of the group. On Tata Medical Center, Chandy said that Ratan Tata built a state-of-the-art cancer care center in the country. The demise of the legendary Ratan Tata was mourned around the globe. He was a revered leader and philanthropist, known for his genteel demeanor masking a tough and sharp business acumen. He served as the all-powerful chairman of Tata Sons, the holding company of the Tata Group, from 1991 till his retirement on December 28, 2012. Ratan Tata's passion for creating a better world was unparalleled. His generosity and vision for an inclusive and just society have inspired us all. He lived by the values of humility, dignity, compassion, and selfless service, said Poonam Matreja, executive director of Population Foundation of India. The Population Foundation of India was founded by JRD Tata in 1970, while Ratan Tata was the member of its governing board since 1994. Meanwhile, the final rites of Ratan Tata were held with full state honours at the Worli Crematorium in Mumbai.